This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Vice President Kamala Harris says, and I'm quoting, "We're going to win this." She accepted the Democratic nomination for president last night at the convention. The AP's Sagar Magani.
After a thunderous standing ovation in Chicago, Harris said the nation has a precious and fleeting chance to move past bitterness and cynicism.
A chance to chart a new way forward.
Telling her story as the daughter of an Indian immigrant.
A brilliant, 5-foot-tall, brown woman with an accent.
Whose daughter rose to become a prosecutor.
I've only had one client. The people.
Contrasting that with Donald Trump.
The only client he has ever had. Himself.
Harris made a direct appeal to anti-Trump Republicans.
I promise to be a president for all Americans. You can always trust me to put country above party and self.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, a Republican, took the stage moments before Vice President Harris, saying she shares his allegiance to democracy.
Some have questioned why I've taken the stand I have. The answer is really simple, ladies and gentlemen. We must put country first.
Donald Trump calls Vice President Harris's speech a lot of complaining. NATO says security is ramping up at a NATO air base in Germany because of information about a potential threat. The UN says Israeli evacuation orders in Gaza have displaced 90% of its residents since the war began. Hawaii is expected to get heavy rain and strong winds this weekend from a tropical storm. This is AP News. Now to what a federal jury has decided about a Pennsylvania teacher's constitutional rights. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has this story.
A federal jury says a Pennsylvania school district violated a teacher's constitutional rights by falsely suggesting that he took part in the U.S. Capitol riot on January 6, 2021. Jurors found that the Allentown School District retaliated against Jason Moorhead when it suspended him after the deadly insurrection in Washington. Moorhead attended Donald Trump's Stop the Steal rally, but says he never got closer than a mile to the Capitol. Jurors decided that the school district should pay Moorhead $125,000 for economic damages. The jury also found that two school board members acted maliciously or wantonly, and ordered them to pay punitive damages. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dow lost 177 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.